Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This was the first time ever in all of our podcasting over 2+ years that I slept through my alarm.
Oh, did you?
But I ended up like waking up. I think I just didn't turn an alarm on rather than say I slept through it. I didn't turn it on.
Call a spade a spade.
Call David's a spade a spade. And so like I'm just feeling completely fatrotted, like disheveled a little bit. My hair's not quite right. Forgot mascara, so forget.
Oh, this is one of those things where like we would never have noticed unless you said.
Really? Yeah. My hair is like off, completely off kilter.
No, the kilter's on. You're on your kilter.
But thank you. What I wanted to say mostly about my appearance is that you might notice that my eyes are swollen shut.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
It's because I saw We Live in Time last night.
Oh, right. The Snapchat you sent me last night after your viewing, definitely I noticed.
The swollen eye piece.
Well, your whole face was swollen. Like a baby. Like a baby that cries, you know, like their faces get swollen.
I still.
Like you cried so hard, your lips got swollen. Like, I noticed.
I'd say it's been about 13 hours since I entered the theater. I entered at 7:45 last night. It's about 10 a.m. now. So 12 plus, give or take. Give mostly. I still don't know what to say. I really don't. That film will be a classic. Mm-hmm. That will be a classic. Good. I like really get emotional from like movies about sickness and love. I think like that's what really kind of tears me apart more than anything, like A Fault in Our Stars mm-hmm. type of movie. But this had an added layer of like, yes, I'm depressed. Yes, sickness is terrible. But also, like, life is beautiful and life is worth it, like, even though it can be really depressing. And that was what was so special about this movie.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And these two actors, Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh, if they don't win an Oscar for this, I'll never watch the Oscars again. I will never watch the Oscars again. Those two performances, you've never seen anything like
it. Oh, I can't wait.
That was not Florence and Andrew. That was Almond and Tobias. And, like, I get that that's the point of acting.
Yeah.
I do get that. This was not on a different level.
Good. That we need that.
Yeah. Whoa. I cried from the second I saw their faces and I stayed in the theater while the credits were rolling. I don't understand how people got up at the end. Where are you going?
Yeah.
Where are you going? Sit. Take a minute.
Soak it in.
Soak it in. I think it's still on limited release, so it's like slowly being released. So I guess a lot of people haven't seen it yet, but buckle up and gird your loins.
Gird your loins up.
Oh,
I can't wait to see it. I wish I had a question to ask about it, but that's one of those movies that I'm going to really go into blindly and just know that
it's kind of nice. There hasn't been, like, I didn't even get any spoilers and my whole, like, Twitter timeline is.
No, I know. I'm also,
anyway.
I'm also getting that too.
Yeah.
I think it's just, well, probably by proxy from you.
Yeah, I'm
osmosising your timeline. You. But yeah, I want to see it. I want to see it at home though, sorry.
I cry in movies, obviously, but it's like, I don't like heave that much. I was moaning.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like moaning and groaning and like gagging. I was crying so hard. So it was hot.
See, for me, that's that I need to be gagging and moaning at home.
I wasn't even embarrassed though, because it's like you, Like, it would be weird if you weren't.
And so
if
was it just
if
like,
you weren't gagging in the theater, it'd be fuck. It would be weird.
Ew, what was the vibe like in the theater?
I don't
like
know. I don't know. Room, I literally didn't know. Like,
emergency room, waiting room vibe, like, and everyone's getting bad
but
news.
But it was crazy because there was also so much laughter, too. There's never been a movie like it. Like, I was truly like cracking up 1 second, heaving the next.
Wow, we laughed, we cried,
it's literally life.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How many years is it set over?
It's like back and forth. So it like will start kind of like towards the end and go back to the beginning and back and forth. Okay. Probably like 7 or 8.
Mm. That's a good amount of time.
Yeah, it's not like, yeah, it's great. Wow.
Wow.
I can't wait for everybody to see
it. It's so hard for you to talk about this because I really have no questions.
No, that's totally fine. I'm glad. I don't want to give anything away. There's not really even much to give away. It's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, and I kind of swore off going into movies blindly once I saw Poor Things. You guys need to all go to jail for having me even sit down to watch that.
I stand by that one.
Oh my God.
I stand by it.
What? Wow. What? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, my TV fell off the wall last week. And so I got home last night first. Like, oh, wait, did I get home last night?
No.
I got home yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, I got home Monday. Last night was my first night with like a TV just sitting on the ground and busted to pieces. And so I was like, oh, like it gets dark so early and I'm sitting in my house and I went on a run and then I was like, dinner time. But I was like, oh, am I just going to sit on my phone while I have dinner? So I like, my screen time's through the roof right now. That's why I'm really playing it safe with my blue lights. But it was so weird. Like I really just like kind of walked around my house and I listened to jazz and I didn't have a big screen to look at last night going to bed. So I feel off kiltered as well, but I honestly just feel like better than everyone.
Uh-huh.
Cause like I couldn't sit and watch TV until I pass out on my couch and then wake up and walk to my bed. I feel like I woke up early too. Cause I was like, what the fuck is the point of being awake right now?
I feel like I should be proud of myself because I can't make it through one episode of TV. I tried with, The Rabbi Show, which like is literally written for me and I can't sit still. And I tried with the Menendez brothers. Can't, like, I don't know what is wrong. Like, I just want to be, not to be that girl, but I just want to be reading and writing. Just shoot me. Like, that sounded terrible.
I just want to be reading. I don't know.
I guess I'm just, like, a little bit different.
You're like that girl that I go up and I take her glasses off and be like.
Oh. But I think it's because like when I'm watching
I couldn't
TV,
explain that in words. I had to act
no,
that. So if you're just listening, like that's not going to make sense. You're like
he
that
took
girl
his
that
glasses off.
You're like that girl that blank.
I think it's because when I'm watching TV that my phone is there for me. And when I'm reading and I'll just be on my phone. And when I'm reading or writing, I can't be on my phone. Because Stephen King told me to lock my phone in the other room.
He talked about your phone?
He told me to put it in the other room.
He knows about phones?
I think he was referring to the landline in his piece.
Okay.
But it applies to the cell too.
I have thoughts, by the way, on the Rabbi Show. No, nobody wants this.
Yeah.
I watched like 5 episodes.
I'm only on the second. I'm gonna do it. I just am very slow with television.
I have crazy, because you're different than other girls.
Yeah.
Because you have glasses.
Because I have class.
Glasses.
I have class and you don't.
That's a good pull.
Yeah.
I almost watched that on the airplane yesterday, but I watched Burn After Reading instead, which...
What's that?
Okay, so that's one of those movies called Burn After Reading. First of all, is there anything better in the world than sitting down and seeing a movie that like, you're like, oh, I've actually been wanting to watch this, and you're on a plane, and you look and the timing is perfect, because our Wi-Fi went out.
Oh, no, that's nice.
So it was like, yeah, I was kind of forced to be off my phone the whole time, which was nice, but I was just looking at another similar size screen.
Yeah,
which was also nice because I was getting my papa was getting his blue light prescription.
Yeah.
Did you know what you were getting into?
No, I had no idea. I've heard Burn After Reading. I've heard that name. Listen to the people in this movie. Brad Pitt, George Clooney.
I thought you hated when there was a stacked cast.
But the thing about this particular stacked cast is that it was a different time, so I think that they weren't all competing to like get a bigger page. I don't really understand what the deal was back then, but like they didn't overpower each other. They weren't competing for screen time. George Pitt
I love George Pitt.
George Clooney. What is it?
Oh my God, George Clooney's one of my favorites.
George Clooney, George Pitt. George, what is it? Brad Pitt? What's their names?
As you were saying, Brad Pitt.
Brand Gelden. What is it?
What are
Whoa,
you?
Whoa, I'm having a stroke, actually. Brand Gelden. Borge.
I don't know who you're going. Who's Brand Gelden? Who's Brand Gelden?
Borge. Hang on. I'll just read it. Thank you. I'm sweating.
Oh my God, you sound like you went down the drain.
Sorry. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Frances McDormand. Brilliant. John Malkovich, Frances McDormand. Look at her in the third picture.
Okay, let me get my shades on.
Now, this cast, you would have... This cast will have...
Oh, Frances.
Yeah. This cast will have a movie buff soaked because George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Frances McDormand.
Oh my God, you know I love J.K. Simmons. He reminds me of Papa.
Mm-hmm. Richard Jenkins, who's the stepfather Step Brothers. Tilda Swinton, John Malkovich, J.K. Simmons.
And Dermot Mulroney is in every movie that's ever been made.
That's true.
And we don't put enough respect on his name.
I agree. I don't
Give me
know
a rom-com with Dermot Mulroney and Catherine Hahn.
This movie was so good. This is a movie that I didn't know where it was going the entire time. It also has a lot of mental illness in it.
Oh, nice.
It was phenomenal. It was so good. I could not have guessed, even up until the last 4 seconds of the film, did not guess where it was going.
Oh, I love when that happens.
Yeah. It's a Coen Brothers movie.
What is it about?
It's a Coen Brothers movie. It's really
Beth
impossible
Left
to say.
Unwritten.
Honestly, like if you are bored and you want to watch a film that is tried, true, and trusted, Burn After Reading. Okay. It was good, and it's like a light watch too. Some people die, but it's okay.
That's true. Death is part of life.
Death is part of life, and aging is beautiful.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Host. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethost.com/terms.
I watched two more things. We're just doing TV right away. I watched Nobody Wants This.
Yeah.
Which you couldn't get into, right?
It's not that I can't get into it. It's just like an attention span thing.
Okay. I had to get online my views on...
But I will say it's like kind of... I just am on the first episode, but I'm not seeing the hype yet.
Okay. Good. We're going to be on the same page. So... Something happened, and I don't know what beef I have. Before everyone jumps my bones, I don't know what beef I have with content coming out right now, kind of almost being too dumb. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just so giveaway. Like, the characters literally are like, I'm going to be the girl who's, like, the bitch sister. Hi.
It's like obvious.
I'm going to be his brother that's kind of a ditz. Yeah, it's like, it gives us the character development like in the first episode. And then I know they're kind of supposed to do that, but like, I'm like, do you think I'm dumb?
Write your own show.
I think I need to. But like, yeah, me talking. I talk shit about movies and TV the same way I ask for a haircut. I don't know what to say. I need people to understand what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. No, I
without
I
having the like lingo or feedback that makes sense. For like film buffs are probably like, what he means is that there's a lack of tropes. There is a lack of tropes. There is a lack of tropes. Because all of these things, all of these TV shows and stuff are like, this is a 3D printed, it's like ChatGPT was like, give me a cast, 3 women, 3 men, rom-com adjacent, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm sorry to bring up Fool's Gold again. Fool's Gold was like, okay, Bahamas. And she works on a boat. It's like such an interesting trope. Or like 50 First States, they live in Hawaii. Like, something in New York is an easy one where it can be like, well, they live in New York and they're like dealing with the city, a country, southern, southwestern. It's like, there's no tropes anymore. It's just like, these people are just like...
And when you say trope, people... are you referring to location?
Yes. Well, trope... Yeah. Oh my God, I am. Whatever. See, that's what I'm talking about. If I'm getting a high fade, if they're like, you want a high fade at the barber? I'm like, I don't know.
It's important for me to understand your definition.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Thank you. Okay. But that was an issue I was having with the show. Second big thing that I just found out about myself last night. I hate when people have iPhone text conversations in a TV show. I'm not reading your texts. Also, the second I see an iPhone in a movie or TV show, I'm pulled out. I'm like, okay, this is like...
Interesting.
And they're calling each other Swifties in the show. It's like, that's too on the nose.
Yeah. I hate when shows and movies mention COVID.
COVID.
Like, yes, it should be set in the same world, but not exactly.
My reality adjacent, yeah. Where it's like, I don't want to, you pull your phone out and I'm like, oh, I should check my phone. You know, yeah. It's like something weird about like, it's too on the nose.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
That's fair.
But I hate that I haven't liked anything that's come out anytime soon. Like, everyone thinks I'm just like a massive hater.
Pave your own way.
I'm either way smarter than everybody or I'm way dumber than
Do you have the How to Save a Cat screenplay book? Mm-hmm. Write your own screenplay.
Oh my gosh, I sat down to do it and I was like, this is dumb.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I can't help you then.
Yeah, I can't. I can't help myself.
Yeah.
Someone help me.
I wonder if we're in the part of, if we're in the time period that like the strike.
I think we must
affected.
Be.
Affected. Like we're going to start like experiencing the effects of the lull in content.
I think we must be. Yeah, but it is a good time to write.
Yeah.
How is writing going for you?
Thank you for asking. Because yeah. I was about to start going and I appreciate the question. Awesome. Kind of. I don't know.
There's no way of knowing. It's new.
Well, I have got like my big due date in 2 weeks.
Well, have fun to have a due date.
So I like talked about this on Obsessed, but basically the process for, and we're very lucky that we like already have representation. So it's like easier to like,
sure.
Like we have agents already that would pitch the book and we don't have to like write the full book first. So I have to write like the first like 70 to 85 pages.
You were at 50 last time I asked.
Well, now I'm at over 80 right now. And now I'm kind of like fine tuning those. And I've got one more chapter because I want to leave them on like a good cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And so then once I get that, I send it over and then it starts to be pitched to different publishing houses. And then hopefully one of them wants it. Maybe multiple will want it. And if none of them want it, you will never see me again. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even like just saying that.
I'll help you find your body.
Like I shouldn't have.
I'll help you.
I shouldn't have even mentioned it because like if it doesn't happen, then like truly like I'll like that is the most embarrassed I'll ever be. Because this is the thing that means most to me ever. It's like it feels so personal. And I talk about like my poop on on microphone.
1637.
Sorry. But like this is like the most personal thing ever.
No, I know. That's why I never tell anybody my New Year's.
Oh my God, I can't help it.
My New Year's resolutions, because if I fail, that's between me and my body.
Exactly. I can't help it because I'm so excited.
You know what happened the other day? I was cleaning out a shelf and I found my sticky notes. I always write my goals on sticky notes so I can look back and be like, that was your goal? Like, you surpass it. No, I found some goals that I'm not even close to. And
oh my God.
I really thought, I was like, let's be realistic here on this sticky note. Nope. Oh no. I'll be 50 by the time I do those things. But it's also nice that I can set more realistic standards because I've grown into.
Wait, one of my goals was Andrew going on Chicken Shop.
That was one of your goals?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
That's one of the New Year's resolutions I wrote down, I think.
Can we look at those?
Yeah. But really.
Let's do it in bonus.
Okay. In bonus, we'll check on our New Year's resolutions. But he's going to be on Chicken Shop on Friday.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I'll be watching.
Well, you know what's going to suck is you're going to get a ton of DMs like, everyone check on Brooke.
I'm
like,
already
Brooke
getting
doing?
Did you see this? It's yeah. really like, yeah, yeah. It's like life threatening. It's really life-threatening.
This marketing was very intentional. I think here's my thing, and don't get mad at me. I'm sure that you probably know already what's going on, but. When I saw this and I saw that him and his girlfriend broke up, Andrew Garfield and goddamn, and the doctor.
Dr. Kate.
I was like, okay, that's unfortunate timing.
They've like, been broken up.
I know.
They just, I think it just kind of popped out.
I think that this is more like he's single and he's going on press tour with Florence because they've been really sparks flying. But they're also just other actors and right. good actors.
They have such chemistry.
They do. That's what's not talked about enough. Co-stars lack chemistry now.
They don't. I've always been hesitant to talk about Andrew publicly because he's such a private guy. And like, there's been a part of me that's like, well, when, you know, when we connect, like, I don't ever want him to look back and see that I've spoken about him right. and his life, because like, he would really value me not doing that. I have now come to terms with the fact that that's not going to happen and that maybe I could say a few words about him. But yeah, he was dating a woman who identifies as a witch. And that's not me being flip or anything. She's a self-proclaimed witch. And she does potions and spells and magic with M-A-G-Y-K. And she actually does teach a class on seduction that I signed up for.
Oh, okay. It works for her.
I did sign up.
Temporarily.
It takes place on WhatsApp.
Okay, sure. Let's remember scamming. Remember scamming last week?
Look at what happened to her. That's not a scam.
Well, she's now teaching a class in temporary seduction. It obviously wears off.
She broke up with him, she says.
I would say that. I would say that too.
I would three. But I mean, I don't care. I don't care if it's temporary or not. It worked. But yeah, that's all I'll say about Andrew, because as always, I respect my man's privacy mm-hmm. this time.
Yeah, my man too.
Yeah. But yeah, I opened my Twitter yesterday and saw a picture of him with a puppy and burst into tears, just because now he's like, we live in time embodied. Because mm-hmm. I guess that's what happens when, you know, you star in a movie and everything like that. But I think I'm about to 0.5, like, distance myself very heavily for the sake of everyone.
Healthy.
Yeah.
Healthy girl alert. I'm drinking out of this barrel.
Yeah, I love the barrel.
It is too big. But I love it. Whoever made this, thank you. Speaking of whoever made this, I got back. I did tour this past week.
Where have you been?
Hold on.
Like, I can't keep up with you.
I was in studio last week while you were in Philadelphia.
Right.
So we've already talked about Florida. When I was in Florida. Your mom did not come to my show,
that's
right?
Random.
Okay. Because everyone was like, wait, where's Brooke's mom? And I was like, oh my God, I forgot that was here.
Oh, no, Dania Beach. I don't, she couldn't make it. She was busy.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, good. Because that would have been, my energy would have been off and she would have been able to tell.
Yeah.
But I just did, I went out.
Busy doing energy.
I went out to do Jake's show in Atlanta.
That looked fun.
That was insane. Insane. I was unaware.
How does it differ from yours?
I haven't seen any of these podcasters go on a live podcast tour. Like, I was really unsure of what goes on at a live podcast tour, honestly, because people don't realize I'm doing stand-up.
Right.
I'm not doing really, like, and so there's, like, a level of kind of, like, we have stories that we don't, like, finish on here, and you go, and there's no phones filming or anything, so, like, you kind of, like, fill people in on, you know, give them, like, the behind-the-scenes.
Are the phones locked up?
No, they're just, you can see when people are filming, usually, but.
Well, I would be scared that someone's sneaking.
Footage.
Yeah. If I wanted to tell like a juicy story.
I it's either honor system or like everyone, when you buy a ticket, you're signing like an NDA, like we will sue you if you post any of the content from the live shows.
Well, can we do neoprene bags?
I don't know. Probably. People do. I don't know what level you have to be at. I've been at
probably
shows when they
like not us.
Probably John Mulaney level. That's when they locked my phone out. But I mean, everyone's really awesome. I go to his show, by the way, if I think it's totally sold out, but if you're able to, there's some audience like back and forth, like Q&A style stuff, which is really, really fun. And Atlanta was great. That was my first time in Atlanta.
Oh yeah.
And I'm going back and not this weekend, next weekend to do 4 shows in Atlanta.
Wow.
So it's just like a big audience there. Yeah. But it was so much fun. Jake's a professional.
What is like the makeup of the show?
It's like built into segments. So that's what I was saying, that he's kind of giving stories, like backstories to some of the things that he touches on and like things that he's like shared from a high level.
And what did you do?
I jumped in during the like audience part when you're like giving the advice pieces and therapist. But that was great. I woke up the next morning, flew to Memphis, did 2 shows in Memphis. That was hilarious. Thank you all for coming out in Memphis. The venue that I performed at was not a comedy venue. They had never had a comic come in? I said, we got to have music when I come out. They go, how would we do that? I go, well, just you play it. And he's like, we don't have the ability to press play or press pause.
What type of venue are they?
Music. And I said,
They can't do music?
No, that's what I said. I go, do you have an aux cord? He goes, why would we have an aux cord? I go, what do you usually do here? He goes, we were a music venue. And I was like, and so you don't have, he's like, did you bring your music to play? And I was like, how would I bring the music? He goes, you don't have a flash drive? No, I don't have a flash drive. So we had to, I was like, I don't know how we're going to do this. We ended up, the first show that we did, it was crazy. They were like, we either walk out to silence, which is just unbearable to think about, or we play a phone like into a microphone from behind the stage, whatever. It was crazy. Like, it was so bad that middle of my show, I hopped off the stage, walked over to the bar and go, can I get a Michelob Ultra with the mic in middle of my set? Because it was just like, it was just crazy. But everyone was good sports about it.
That's good.
And which means that was the first two shows of the weekend. We flew to Lansing, Michigan. That was my first show in Michigan. I go to Michigan a lot. For it to be in Lansing for the first show was really kind of just random. But everyone showed up and showed out.
Great.
Huge show, huge shows. And then we did Grand Rapids to close out. And that was, I think, one of my favorite shows.
Oh, yay. Yeah. What made it your favorite?
We did one show that night and it was at 6 p.m. and I was in bed by 8:30.
Oh, that's fun.
Nine. Yeah. So that was good. But everyone's been so great. You obviously are. Everyone thinks I'm going to pull you out of my pocket at some point during the show. And so many people are saying hi to you. I brought your gifts, but we can do that in bonus.
Okay.
I thank you guys all so much for bringing stuff. I don't have room in my suitcase to do this. I thank you so much. Seriously, it's such a blessing that people show up and sell out shows and bring gifts. I promise you, I love them. I do not have room. I almost didn't make it on the flight. They were like, you have to get rid of stuff. And I was like, I literally can't get rid of any of the trinkets.
Right. Just leave your clothes and necessities in the hotel. And
I'm figuring out how to pack because I bring like Garanimals vibes. Like everything goes together. So I only have to bring three outfits and it's for 6 days.
Uh-huh.
Which is nice.
Are you getting better with flying?
Brooke. Yes.
Me too.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Okay, I didn't want to jinx it. But literally yesterday I was like, I didn't even realize we're in the air. I also get the window seat and don't open the window still. But like something shifted.
Also like something bad's going to happen now, but like the people have been kind of more normal on my last few flights.
Almost enjoyable.
Almost like, human beings.
And you know what else I did yesterday? Sitting in the window. Woke up two people and said, I need to pee.
So did I.
It's my life.
So did I.
It's my life. I'm going to put me first.
Connor, look. Whoa. Yes. Weird.
Oh my gosh. It's like you live your whole life in fear of what's going to happen when I wake up middle seat and aisle seat to go pee. And in reality, what's going to happen is they're going to say, oh, yes, of course.
That's your right.
And that is such like a bigger, when you zoom out, that's like such a bigger lesson to be learned. It's like, 99% of the things you worry about are never going to happen. What do I think? Middle seat's going to hit me and aisle's going to put me in a headlock and let middle seat steal stuff out of my pockets? No, they're going to get up and move.
Yeah.
How freeing.
How freeing.
I got chills.
Yeah.
I want to be honest with
you. Looking up.
Seriously. Seriously.
Something that's looking a little bit down though is my new stress dream that I've unlocked.
What is it?
You know how it's usually like I'm crossing the intersection and my brakes don't work, or I'm stuck in the air in a balloon and I'm just waiting for it to pop?
Yeah.
It's now I'm like texting my crush, but every letter is off. It's like they're all different letters and it all comes out as gibberish. And I have to say something, like I'm trying to communicate something desperately and it all comes out as gibberish and I can't figure out where the right letters are.
Wow.
Yeah. And I am desperate to communicate. It's like there's been like a huge misunderstanding.
That is giving me anxiety.
Like he's like, you cheated on me. And I'm like desperately trying to communicate. And I've had it three times.
Oh my God.
And I've never had a boyfriend either. So it's interesting where I don't know where that one's coming from. But
that's scary.
Really bad.
That's really unsettling.
Yeah, it's new too. I've never heard of anyone that's had it. So it's interesting how the human psyche is evolving.
That's like when like a baby or a drunk person is like trying to tell you something and it's like, I know you're like, you have this thought in your head, but it's like not making it through. Like, mm-hmm. that's like a level of frustration. It's like, crap, I can't get this out.
Yeah, I can't get it out.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad.
I had a thought yesterday. You know, like fingerprints, which like, by the way, crazy how they figured it. Like, they're all unique. And how do we figure out, like, they're just everywhere. Like, I touch my Kelly Clarkson chair and I leave a fingerprint.
Yeah.
Like, do we have toe prints?
Yeah.
We have toe prints. Do you think any criminals have ever been caught on the basis of toes? Toe prints?
Awesome question.
You know?
Seriously awesome question. I don't know why more people aren't asking it.
Or maybe we don't have toe prints like in the government files. Like, do they?
A few famous cases.
They're.
But yeah, I guess they're not in the government file. But
criminals maybe have been caught.
Because why? I guess you wouldn't do robberies like barefoot all the time.
Okay. Few criminals have been caught by using toe prints. The first was a Scottish bakery in 1952 when a safe cracker was identified using the footprints he left in the flour.
Did you hear that there's a slur for robots now?
Clanker. Ooh, I felt bad saying.
It feels really bad.
Yeah.
It feels really bad.
Yikes.
But yeah, sorry, I wanted to let you know before I forgot.
So they are unique, like fingerprints, right? Toe prints. Could you imagine being like, guys, all right, boys, load them up. We're getting away. And then be like, wait. Andrew, where's your shoes? I was wearing gloves. Womp, womp. And they get caught.
I heard your screenplay.
Oh my God. They're not making cinema like they used to in the 40s. Yeah, that's my trope. My trope is that everyone's barefoot. Yeah, interesting. Okay, cool. That's good to know. That was just like a really quick learning moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, you saw the robot thing where the clankers were like serving drinks and they were... The C words?
Yeah. Feels bad.
They were, that also feels really crazy to say.
Worse.
I know. Yeah, they're, that is making me a little bit uneasy, obviously. Like, I hate to be just like the guy that's denying new technology, but like, hey, you're making super robots that like walk around and live in our houses. Like, I really don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, and I say that every week, but like,
I feel even extreme. Like, I love the little cute robots that bring us our Postmates.
Like R2-D2,
but I look at those and I'm like, this is the future. Like, this isn't, we shouldn't just be okay with this.
No, but
You know, so anything more than that, it's like, let's take a step back.
They're going to be, I guess Elon Musk came out and was like, he came out as bisexual and he was like, no, he didn't.
Oh. Wait, what?
No, he came out and said that they're going to be like $28,000 to $30,000 and it's going to be the highest volume sales of any consumer product in history because everybody needs one. And I'm like, oh, does Elon Musk think everybody has $30,000 sitting around to buy something?
Yeah,
that is crazy.
I'm sure he does.
He does. He probably, like, what can a banana cost? $8? Like, that's like bizarre. But he's like, they can cook and clean and do all this stuff for you. They can cook your HelloFresh for you when it arrives.
Guess how much I went to Erewhon yesterday. I try not to like grocery shop there because it's just like so insanely expensive, but it's so close to me that like sometimes it's just like, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't had a vegetable for the two weeks that I was gone. So I like woke up at 7 and I was like, all right, let's go get some Brussels sprouts. Guess how much it costs to get some Brussels sprouts, some mushrooms, an onion, and a carton of eggs. Because I was making like an egg scramble.
$36.
$67.
Oh my God.
And that's the first time I was like, I actually might say, never mind. And like, I've obviously never done that because of my personality. And like, I didn't do it because of my personality. Yeah. But I was close. Like, that is literally unacceptable.
Yeah, it is unacceptable. I've walked up and all I got was blueberries, that like sushi to go and a smoothie. And I was like, oh no, I'm just getting the one carton of blueberries. They're like, yeah, we know.
It's out of control.
It's out of control. It's not okay.
It's robbery.
It's highway robbery.
It's willing. It's consensual robbery.
I'm doing this new thing to stay off my phone when I go places where like, I have to bring my phone on walks. So I'm like, what if I come up with a genius idea? Has that happened yet?
Bring your shower notes, aqua notes.
I'm like, what if I need a picture of something?
Yeah.
You know? So, but I leave it in my pocket. It's on do not disturb. Have you done color walks ever? I feel like an 8-year-old when I say that.
Mm-mm.
Color walks are when you go on a walk and you pick a color before you leave and you say purple, and on your walk you pick, you find the color purple everywhere you go. Like there's a pot, there's a flower, there's a little scooter, you know, there's a flag hanging from someone's window. Really fun.
That kind of gave me goosebumps.
I know. It's really fun. It's a good, and it's very like, you're actively looking around. So it's like stimulating for like an ADHD brain. I'm going to get diagnosed with something after saying that. Probably. Oh, I was going to say about Atlanta. Did you see Jake's viral TikTok where he was like,
his eye?
He finished his show and he's like, so the venue gave him a cake and it was a octopus. And he goes, oh, let's make a TikTok. Like Connor smashed my head into this cake. And I was like, I don't want to, because one of your fans is going to be like, Connor's wasting food. Connor smashed his head into it. And he's like, shut up, just do it. And so I do it. I smash his head into the cake and he's like, oh, like it's, and I look over, it's caked all over his face. And he's like, oh, and I'm like, oh, he's like, there's just probably food. Ooh. No, there's a toothpick in the cake sitting up, which, and it went right here, like hit his nose and then like went right here.
If that had gone a centimeter, like to the right, he would have been blind.
No, I know. And I was feeling so bad, but then everyone was like, David Dobrik, Jeff Whittick core. I'm like, okay, no. First of all, no.
And you called it too.
And yeah, I know. First of all, I did not want to do that because I knew that there are people online that are going to think that like, I'm like doing this for views. No. First of all, I didn't even post it. Second of all, I was like, he was like, do this. Come on, do it. Third of all, okay, I'm tired of people acting like very niche facts are like common knowledge. That's why you don't do that. Why is there a toothpick in my cake? Like, am I like, this is literally what our parents warned us about. And everyone's like, there are not razor blades in Tootsie Rolls when you go door to door. Like, that's crazy. I've never heard of people putting toothpicks in a cake. My bad. Now I'll never do that again. Because, like, I almost just took out, like, I can't even imagine.
Can you imagine if you were responsible for blinding, like, America's sweetheart?
No. Like, talking about never seeing your body again. Like, I would literally have to move to the Bahamas.
You would move to your own trope?
Mm-hmm. The trope is where the heart is.
Yeah. Well said.
It's time to make this trope a trome.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Fresh. Hi, Fresh. How are you?
Hi, Fresh.
I've never met a comment section I have needed to touch grass more than this comment section. They're like, yo, evil. Like, I wasn't trying to kill Jake Shane. Mm-hmm. Get a grip. Secondly, on TikTok, surely you've all heard In Declare We Are All Fam. Okay.
Of course.
Maggie Winters is a new fan of BNCMAP. She texted me last week. She was like, hey, not to be like a super fan, but like, where is the episode? It's like 302. I was like, oh my God, just waiting for it. But she had heard how many times we've been like, In the club, we all fam. She was like, let's do that sound. We do it in the green room before the Miami show. Obviously, it has 16 million views now. She owns On hers. She owns the sound.
Was she the first one that did, like, because I've seen everyone doing it.
And we were supposed to collab post it. And I don't have the collab feature. So I was like, why don't you just post it?
Wait, she kind of started that trend?
Well, but yeah, it's
The 11.9 million one?
No. Yeah, 11.9.
Up.
I think up.
Middle. Yes, middle.
Right there. That's- yeah.
Oh my God.
And if you click on original sound, it's original sound Maggie Winters underneath.
Oh
the
my God. Wait, didn't Alana use it?
She commented on it and said, love you, BBs.
You're lying.
Mm-mm.
I see her. I see that. I see the I love you, BBs, and I see it from Alana Glazer. You're lying.
Can you click the original sound underneath?
That's so insane.
134. Wait.
Is that Sabrina Carpenter?
Yeah. 134,000 views. Look, we're the original sound.
I had no, Connor, I literally had no idea. And I saw her do it. I thought she was hopping on the trend.
No, we literally were sitting there and we were trying to figure out how to collab post it because we want to post more content in the green room.
Oh, that blood.
And I was like,
chunkling.
I was like, why don't you just post it? Because I was about to go out on. To go out on stage.
This is your I have purse moment.
This is how I have purse feels.
No, if anyone deserves
at least you're in it.
If anyone deserves to have that. It's Maggie.
It's Maggie W.
It's Magdalene. Mary Magdalene.
Yeah, we've got to get her here.
She's going to come. We're going to figure out how to get her. I think in January she'll come.
Okay.
But that was just absolutely insane. But that's something that we've been saying for so long.
In the club, we all fam.
Yeah, and people are like, what fam. Is it? In the club, we're all flan.
What is going on?
In the club, we
in
are all
club,
flan.
In the club, we're all family. I saw Wicked.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you can talk about it now. Good job. Thoughts? Questions?
No one's ready.
No one's ready for what's to come.
No, I literally... like I had obviously like had the highest expectations. Like I love Wicked. I'm obsessed with Wicked.
Sure.
I love musicals. I love musical movies. I am addicted to Jonathan Bailey. Like I literally, it couldn't have been better.
That's exciting.
And I'm like an Ariana convert now, which is really exciting.
Wow.
She stole the show. Cynthia was exceptional. Which I expected. So that's the only reason I'm not harping on her. I was like, she's already like an EGOT winner in my eyes. And now she's actually really, she's going to get that EGOT.
She's going to get it?
She's going to get the, she has to.
What does she have right now? EGT?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ariana is exceptional. And Jonathan Bailey, I'm almost like a little bit dreading. Because obviously, like, he's very big now, but what's going to happen to him is going to be unpleasant.
When is it out?
Like, no one's going to eat. Like, he's going to be Harry Styles.
Yeah, I was thinking that. How did he get this role? Like, no offense, how did he get this role?
He has a musical theater background.
But this is, like, I guess they're all musical theater now. Okay.
Yeah, Ariana has a musical theater background. They're all theater kids.
I forgot about that.
They're all theater kids. But he was filming Bridgerton, Fellow Travelers, and Wicked at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so insane. His performance of Dancing Through Life, I can't wait for you to see it. Because when we saw Wicked,
yeah,
and I feel fine saying this because, like, whatever, we our Fiera wasn't like our favorite part, which was devastating for me because I love his songs. Like, I can't wait for you to see what Jonathan did.
Oh, I can't wait for
character.
Me to see it either.
And also, the last thing I'll say is that you know how much like I love romance. Like in any movie, like it could be like. Like a World War II epic, there will be like one small, like romantic line, and that's what I'll cling on to, even though that's not the point of the film. So I've always felt like the romance in Wicked is like extremely underdeveloped
mm-hmm.
because Fiero, who's the love interest, just really goes from 0 to 100 with like no character development. And what Jonathan Bailey brings to this character, I can't wait for everyone to see it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's exciting. When does it come out?
November 22nd. But there's an advanced screening. I think you can get like in LA and New York. It starts on the 20th or something.
I'm going to be studying abroad.
But I have my tickets. You're studying abroad on the 20th?
I'll be in Ireland.
Oh my God, Ireland.
And then I'll be done with the tour. Yeah. But I'll come back and then it'll be something to look forward to.
Are you just going
to
start another tour though? Because I feel like that's what happens with everyone that goes on tour.
kind of, but not really. No. And thanks for the patience, everyone, for the remote episodes. But we're getting back to basics here.
Yeah. Down in Memphis.
Nice. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, so I would. It was exceptional. I'm so excited for everyone to see it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. That'll be my second time seeing Wicked, and it'll be the movie.
It'll be your second time
saying Wicked. And
oh,
be
did
the,
you say second?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
And it'll be the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna tell you. Did you update your phone?
I got a new phone case.
Oh, beauty.
But like the software.
Yeah, don't update it.
Why?
Please, like everyone with an older phone, unless you have the 16, like do not update your phone. I don't know how to work it. I don't know how to work anything. It's the most bizarre thing that I've ever experienced being like, I don't know. I take a picture. I'm like, I don't even know where it went. I don't know where my photos go.
Huh, interesting.
I can't find them.
Now I want to update it.
I updated it for one thing that I saw on Twitter. And then I was like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done that at all. Obviously, my phone's like starting to break now that I...
It's like, I do not know how to work like my technologies as someone who does it for a living. How do you update your phone? Dancing Through Life. No need to touch. Oh, yeah. Software update. You could go to the software update section.
I did that. That's what I did. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm telling you, don't do it.
Oh, beta? I'm doing it. I just did it.
Okay.
It's done.
You're going to regret it so hard. You're going to be so confused.
You're going to regret it. Okay.
You're going to be so confused.
This update provides important security fixes and is recommended for all users. Great.
Blind trust in Apple.
I am a blind truster. It always bites me.
It always bites you right in the tuchus.
I got refunded, by the way. Sorry. I was thinking of getting scammed and then for my Book of Mormon scam. So that wasn't a scam. I can support Big Stub.
Big Stub.
Yeah.
Also, you Big Stub.
Thank you, Big Stub.
Thank you, Big Stub.
Thank you, Big Stub.
This podcast is not brought to you by Big Stub.
But they did refund me. So I smeared them last episode and now I'm retracting the
smear. You smeared.
Shamir. Oh, I saw The Outsiders too. I mean, I have just been living my best life.
Wow. Yeah, you did.
Yeah. That was, I mean, also exceptional, which we knew that was coming. I've got my Outsiders cup here filled with emergency.
Oh, I'm going to see Max this weekend.
Oh my God. You must be like over the moon.
I am so excited. This is the longest time I've gone without seeing him. And my parents are really bad at sending pictures. Like, I'm like, send a picture. And they're like, okay, 1 second. I'm like, I know you're sitting next to the dog. I know that they're probably like trying to find the camera button though on their phone. Like that's, I'm like, send it. And they're like, I'm trying to. Click.
I can't wait for you to be reunited.
I know. I'm really excited.
Oh my God. He's going to freak.
It'll be really good.
I'm going to start looking for a cat this week.
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's great. Jonathan.
Oh, you're going to name it Jonathan?
Yeah.
So it's going to be a gay cat.
It could be a boy or a girl. It'll be named Jonathan.
Cats are girls. Unless they're boys, then they're
gay. I want a boy.
They're gay boys.
I want a gay cat.
Get a gay cat. I think it's time.
I hope it likes me.
You're going to have it. That's a great house to have a cat in.
Too. Isn't it?
A bunch of nooks and crannies.
Yeah, so many nooks and crannies.
Getting an animal is so nice. Because when you get an animal, when you live by yourself, all the noises that you hear, which like when you're alone, you're like, now, what the hell was that? All of a sudden you feel so safe because you're like, it was probably the dog or it was probably the cat. But like, it's just nice to lie to yourself, to tell yourself that.
Yeah, that's true.
It's really weird having had an animal in my place, now hearing all the noises and being like, that definitely wasn't the dog. He's not here, you know?
Right.
Anyways, let's do this submission.
Okay, do you want to read it or do you want me to?
You should read it, okay. I think. I'll just comment. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be crazy, I see, because I'm seeing a few keywords in here that's...
Okay, right off the bat, I draw Transformers porn for a living.
Oh, I didn't miss that part. I draw Transformers porn for a living.
Specifically Transformers porn that is geared towards the female gaze because God knows there's enough for the male gaze.
We are drawing 18-wheelers with B and Cs. That's what I'm gathering from that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I guess they didn't even think of what a Transformer was.
We are talking about parking that Big Mac truck.
I was thinking, I was thinking of shifters. I was thinking of shifters.
No, Transformers as
are those are the that's machinery.
Machines, yeah.
Anyway, I had this doesn't matter. Anyway, I had this one girl commission me for an erotic piece of her and her favorite Transformer. Her boyfriend finds out about this, right? And he fucking loses his shit.
Right, because he's nervous that he might lose her to a Camaro.
Because it made him feel self-conscious about his dick.
Oh, so the
truck. A fictional character.
The trucks.
Made him jealous,
the trucks,
LOL.
Dicks are huge.
His GF asked me what she should say to him, and I was like, he watches porn, doesn't he? It's literally no different. She hits him with that, and this whiny little bitch boy, I shit you not, responds with, that's so different.
Wait. This is a crazy conversation to have with someone you're buying something from on Etsy.
I also do want to say, like, I obviously, like, she should be able to commission this, and I don't think her boyfriend should have an issue with it, but I do think it's different. Like, if my boyfriend commissioned a piece with him in it and an entity, that's different than watching, like, two strangers, to me, at least.
You lost me. I don't know what you're saying.
She commissioned this piece of her and her favorite Transformer. So she's in the piece.
Oh!
Which feels different
than
watching two strangers.
But it's also, car. It's
like, no, I'm saying I think it's like, depending on how you define the word fine, I think it's fine. You know?
Yeah.
But like, I do think it's different.
He's not watching AI rendered
him and someone.
Someone else.
Right. Or a different entity. Okay?
So anyway, I lost a $300 commission all because a man wanted to be a little bitch.
Us women can't fucking have anything. Love y'all.
Oh. Us women can't fucking have anything. Love y'all.
I do. Cool. I think that's interesting. I do. Yeah, honestly, like, that. This is a situation that I don't think I would find myself in.
I don't think that it's like that crazy. Have you ever watched Transformers?
No.
Like, what if you got really into Transformers? You probably need, like, I could see it.
Oh, you could see me in this situation? I kind of understand why someone would have a problem with it, honestly. Like, I don't think I would personally, because it's just like, yeah, like, do whatever. But, like, seeing, like, your significant other in a sexual situation with something else, like, I could see the issue, I guess.
So you lose me here because...
Is that what a transformer is?
That's, like, for the female or for the male gaze. That's, like, they make them all, yeah. You know. That's what I talked about when I saw the Transformers, and I was like, they put tits on this Transformer.
Thinking about it, if my boyfriend went out of his way to commission a piece of him in a sexual scenario with something else,
literally call it a spade.
It would not.
If it was the boyfriend fucking, like, a tailpipe, I don't know, like, of a, you know, of a Honda Civic, would you be upset?
That's a good question.
Of like that, the main character of Cars. What's her name? No one knows here, which it's comforting to me that no one knows her name.
I don't think I would, but I could see why someone would. Is what
like
I'm saying.
I don't think
it's the most insane thing in the world for him to be upset.
If he was hooking up with Sally Carrera,
yeah,
in a cartoon form. Here's the thing: this doesn't bug me because it's fake. It's a drawing of a car, and like obviously everyone like DSDF. If your boyfriend's upset about this, I don't know. Get a P.O. box.
Yeah, I would just also do it anyway.
I think that's a larger conversation.
I think,
the two of you.
This seems very relationship specific. It's like there's so many things that.
Well, that it's honestly
and person specific.
Yeah,
it's a unique type of character that. Yeah,
he loses his shit because it made him feel self-conscious about his dick.
That seems like a different issue.
That's what I'm saying.
I think there's a lot of things at play here.
I think that is this could have ended there. Like maybe.
Right. I guess that's a different issue than the issue that I could see.
Yeah. I think
which is just like not wanting to see your significant other in a sexual scenario with another.
I wish I could see the commissioned piece.
I think that would help us.
And how big we were talking.
I think that would help us.
It's also important to.
Also, I guess she already did the piece. She already made the piece and then never got paid for it.
His GF asked me what she should say to him, and I was like, he watches porn, doesn't he? It's literally no different. Okay, businesswoman, sell me this pen. sell me this drawing of a tractor fucking your girlfriend right now. Go. He watches porn, doesn't he?
I think it's
literally
like
no different.
Porn.
Yeah, I think like having buying it, you know what? If he bought it for you.
That's sweet.
That would be sweet.
That's a great gift.
I think, here's the thing also, what are your intentions with this drawing?
So much.
Are you framing
much, yeah,
it?
Yeah.
You know, like there's a lot of context here. I would love follow-ups.
That sucks that we can never have follow-ups.
No, I think we can now because I think-
We'd have to call.
No, we can say- Because we have a submission box now. We can just be like, submit and just start the, if you ever want to write in an update, just start with like, this is an update to something that we already talked about. That would be great. I would love to hear. Also, context is so important. Like,
always is.
Are you going to frame this above your mantle? You know, like I would be like, kind of like, that's making me self. We have guests over and there's, you know, there's an 18 wheeler
right.
Bending you over
yeah.
Here with his giant C. his truck nuts. But.
Lug nuts.
Yeah, his lug nuts.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's so layered.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wait, there was another one about someone breaking up with their girlfriend.
That's Andrew.
Oh. No, boyfriend caught on Hinge while airplaying roommate's phone and sitting next to girlfriend.
That's horrible.
Made my roommate download Hinge and screenplay as we caught my boyfriend on Hinge. He's sitting next to me.
Wait, made my roommate download Hinge. Oh, and they found his profile. Why are they laughing? That's why are people laughing? I mean, I would have. That's like horrible.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough look.
I'm back on Hinge.
Oh, good.
I have no matches.
Are you paying for the everything?
No, should I?
Yeah, I think so. I do think that they prioritize people that pay for that the service.
Well, it's like at the end of the day, like, am I gonna go on a date? I actually like have to.
You should.
Before was that on my New Year's resolution cards?
I don't know.
We'll see in
a second.
It's not going well.
Well, yeah, I think like yeah. That's a good goal to set too. Like, go on one of these damn things.
It's at the point where it's like I just would rather be doing something else.
No. There's always going to be another mountain. Like, you're always going to make the climb thing.
I'd feel too, like I want to do it and be like, well, it would make a funny story like for the pod.
Yeah.
You know, but then I feel really bad talking about someone.
People do that.
I know.
They have really successful podcasts.
No, I know. But it makes me feel bad for the people who.
I know. I always think about people like that. It's like, why would anyone ever want to go on a date with you because you get on your podcast and you talk about them right after? Like, you're really narrowing down who'd be willing. And then also, you're really setting yourself up for like, if people find out you're going on dates and then talking about it, like a lot of people are going to want to go on a date with you so that they can get talked about.
I just think my worst nightmare is like going on a date, having it like suck or whatever, coming here, talking about it, and then seeing a text pop up from the young gentleman that's like, so watch the podcast, kill me. Like that to me, it's like worst case scenario.
Yeah.
Okay, my phone's back up and running. Let's see how many Hinge matches I have.
Okay, let's check. I want to say this weekend I had a couple Uber drivers, and this is in the kind of in the middle of nowhere. Tell me why 3 out of maybe 8 of my Uber drivers were like, oh, I'm actually like trying to be a comedian too. And tell me why those rides were the longest.
What the hell is going on with this update?
Yeah, I don't know. I told you not to do it. And
did they take Hinge off my phone?
And they walked me through all their jokes. Can I tell you guys one of the jokes that this one was set up for a lot longer than I'm able to give? But he said, I was at this restaurant with my wife, and she was like, well, it's going to take a little bit longer because they're short staffed. And I'm like, please have a twist. Please have an M. Night Shyamalan twist for the end of this joke.
M. Night Shyamalan was on my plane.
And he goes, babe, do you think it's because they can't reach the ingredients? And he looked at me and I was like, oh my God, because they're short. And then we had 18 minutes left after that. He was on your plane from where?
Philly.
Oh, that's cool.
He lives there.
Okay, I also want to say, Southwest, after I went online and said, I'm going to kill, period, Southwest is switching to assigned seating. This took way too long.
Way too long. It's like almost like they were digging their heels.
No, it was like they were being stubborn.
Yeah.
What? Like, this is why I wasn't flying Southwest. I think people finally got on. They're like, it's so not relaxing to get to the airport and be like, I don't know where I'm sitting. Yeah. I don't have a seat yet. That is so backwards.
Yeah. Sorry, keep going.
No, I have nothing. I could have just blah, blah, blah my way into the...
My Away softshell has made my life so much easier.
I know.
In terms of putting my bag in the overhead bin. Just like the weight of the suitcase itself, I think, was so challenging for me. And now that's not the case with the softshell.
Oh, I'm pumping and dumping into my softshell. It is literally so much more stuff.
Yeah. I would live in my softshell.
Hey, you can't. You could probably do that.
Did you see that Jack Harlow fan page that released a statement about their mental health and how they'll no longer be continuing with the fan page?
Oh my God, yeah, I did see this.
How about you go ahead and read us this?
Hi everyone, you might have noticed our this is Jack Harlow Daily. You might have noticed our absence on this page. We come to you with heavy hearts, open eyes. We've loved the community we've built here, but something has weighed heavy on us these past few years. We can no longer in good faith run this page. When we started this account, we were at an all-time low, parentheses ATL. And our mental health, leading us to think Jack Harlow was very attractive. As our mental health has improved, we have come to realize that we no longer want to have sex with this man. We hope this brings some closer to our fans. We apologize for any hurt this may have caused, and we ask for privacy at this time. Love always.
That's like me with Young Gravy.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, I saw one for like a Taylor Swift account that was like, hey, we got laid, and... Like, we're saying a lot more clearly now, no longer running this page.
I have literally always said that there's a direct correlation between celebrity obsession and mental illness, and I can say that as the leader of the community.
Yeah.
I don't even think it's a bad thing. I think it's just like when we need some sort of like comfort and security, we kind of latch on to something like that. I guess this is a little bit different because it's more so just focusing on the attractiveness level of someone. But yeah, I'm glad that they woke up and woke out and are moving on. I don't think I don't think it's embarrassing to think Jack Harlow is attractive. It's not embarrassing to think anyone's attractive, but it's just funny, I guess, at the end of the day.
I mean, Jack Harlow.
Do you think it's serious or a bit?
No, I think it's probably like semi-serious, because what people don't realize is that like you can have a normal relationship and be like, that's a hot guy, and not like have a fan page about how, like wanting to HU with him. But I would just be, there's people that are in the zeitgeist for like a huge amount of time and it blows up and then it fades and it's like, wait, you're gross. But like, it's a normal thing to just be like, okay, this man is just like, has a hit song and that's why you want to fuck him. And then like when it fades away, when he has like a Billboard number one,
right,
everyone's
saying,
like, oh my gosh, like, you know, when he had I've Been On.
But if you're going to go all out and make a fan account, I appreciate also they announcing the departure.
Yeah,
as well.
That's nice. That's refreshing. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
You're so right. I saw one for Ariana Grande and it was like Ariana Grande updates. And they were like, hey guys, so sorry for not posting recently. Have been in jail, but we just got out and we're back to normal posting.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, that's nice to have closer to fans.
Yeah, closer. Okay.
Well,
I'm supportive of them letting us know.
Me too.
I love people letting me know things. But also, if you think Jack Harlow is attractive, that's okay too.
Yeah, because aging is a blessing.
Aging is a blessing and a privilege.
I didn't go to ACL and I regret it a lot.
I'm sorry to hear
that. It's okay. Looks good this weekend though.
Looked great.
Yeah, people can't get enough Clapple Jones. What's her name?
Chapel Roan.
Dua Lipa also went to two of my favorite bars, that which are like dilapidated bars that like you don't even go. Like, sat at tables that I've sat at. She went to Barton Springs, swam, sat in like in a little area of the grass. Just really makes you think. She wore a University of Texas jersey while she performed. That was something. And I'm going to a Texas football game this weekend.
You should make a Dua Lipa fan account.
I would. I think I'm like too stable.
Don't say that. I don't think so.
You know what's funny is that if I would have been in town for ACL, I promise you, unless she like rented out the bars that she went to, those are where I go.
You think
life
up?
Life, man. I could probably.
You think you could? I'm being like.
No, she's.
I'm not saying you couldn't. I'm just saying, do you think
see who she's
Lipa?
Dating?
Yeah.
This is one of the only two people that like. She's like. She literally said, let's keep these jeans.
No, I don't see any difference.
Between
him
Callum
and
Turner and me.
No, that's not what I was going to say. Between Callum Turner and Josh O'Connor.
I'm so sorry for the Boys in the Boat community, fans of that movie. One of the worst movies I've ever seen, and it had everything in it to be a good movie. And that's the only thing I've ever seen Callum Turner in.
Never seen him in anything.
I think. And that had a good trope.
What was the trope?
Like Ivy League school rowboat team. Like, that was cool.
Reminds me of Boathouse Row in Philadelphia.
It's like set a lot like in that. But when I was looking at that, I was like, oh, Boys in the Boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a cool thing to drive by.
Yeah, it's real pretty, isn't it?
Yeah, the thing about me.
Will you move to Philly with me in about 5 years?
Let's see what goes wrong in my life. And then we could. I'm learning like how much I love the Midwest and like all these little towns. Like, I'm learning so much on this tour. I'm like, I love a dive bar. I love like.
You're learning that you love a dive bar?
Well, no, I'm learning like I love like the little towns. There's so many little towns in the U.S. It is so crazy to me that people are everywhere. I think that's what I'm learning too. Everyone's everywhere. People live everywhere. You know? It's crazy, y'all. And with that really vague insight, it's time that we hop into bonus. I fear this is going to be a good bone zone.
Okay, I'm scared of it too.
Yeah, it'll be really good. Well, thank you guys for joining us. You can also come to... Oh, okay. You can also come to join us if you want to. You can do that if you want to. Goodbye, everybody.
See you in the bone.
See you in the bone.
This week on Close Friends.
I really think that heaven might be a tailgate.
Heaven is a place on earth.
Heaven is a tailgate. Yeah, I love when people really are like, wow, there's no unique experiences. Yeah, there are. That's a unique one.
What a rush downloading the explicit I Want to Fuck You instead of I Want to Love You by Akon tool.
No, it wasn't sexual.
It was
sexual.
Not sexual. That's what people don't understand.
What do you think?
I don't hate it. Let's just say that.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.